It hasn't been this exciting in a long time. So a lot of our friends from all over the country have been moving to LA, and yeah, it's a nice time.
Defying the LA sprawl, the city's music scene is not only growing, but growing more tight-knit. And emerging from some community encouragement is the Whispertown 2000, who now count two more musicians as friends and label mates. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. As a kid, Morgan Nagler of the Whispertown 2000 was an actor. These days, she's the favorite songwriter of another former child star, Jenny Lewis. Not a bad endorsement and another sign that Morgan and company have experienced a series of right place, right people, right sound moments. When the foursome stopped by FUV Studio A, host Kara Manning learned about two such events, one that resulted in a new old guitar and the other in becoming the first signing to Oconee Records, a label headed up by Gillian Welch and David Rawlings. With Oconee, they've released a sophomore album called Swim, showcasing a lo-fi mix of Americana and rock, which was introduced to their bosses just like this.
Well, we were on our very first tour, opening for Jenny Lewis's first solo tour, and we just happened to be covering Mi Oh Mi Oh, or Miss Ohio, it's actually called. And we were like a couple days out of Nashville, and our friend Jason Bozell, who plays drums in Rilo Kiley and Mystic Valley Band, he was like, you know, they're going to be at the show in Nashville. And I was like, what? Like, I just had no idea that any of our friends knew them or anything like that. So they came to the show, and we sang the song. And someone told me she was singing in the audience. And we're like, oh my God. And then we hung out backstage. And, you know, I was like, that is one of two cover songs that I know in this world is Miss Ohio. And he was like, what's the other one? And I said, Heart of Gold by Neil Young. It's the first song I learned on guitar. And he said, me too. And then we hung out with them all night. And yeah, we all went to
it. It was the best night of all of our lives.
We like sung Dylan cover songs all night and went to a party and stuff.
A bird's eye as close as it sings, blue jay on your shoulder, and life's good to drink. Everybody's looking for a rowboat when you know they got a jam. Nothing's gonna get me like the old times. No, what?
Is this the guitar with the great story attached to it?
It is, actually.
It is.
Yeah.
This is like the 1977 Martin acoustic guitar.
You did your homework.
Which has the most brilliant story. Can you...
Yeah. It was actually right after we finished that first tour with Jenny that we spoke of. And we sort of got home and we were like, we don't want to stop like playing and touring. So we decided to plan this month-long tour of all house parties around the Los Angeles area.
In people's where we homes. Live.
In private
people's homes.
From MySpace. We requested a $200 fee and we would go to people's houses and play at their party, basically. So the very first one we did was this kid's 30th birthday. It was like a family affair. It was like Korean barbecue and there was like a fire pit. So that happened. And then I was actually, I think, coming home from family vacation in Catalina Island, and I get this phone call from Todd, and he's like, this is box. There's like this really big box that was delivered, you know, with your name on it. I was like, open it. You know, I didn't order anything. And inside was this 1977 Martin acoustic guitar and a bottle of tequila, a bunch of great books.
All this awesome stuff.
And like a 3-page letter. And basically, he was like, you know, this guitar was my mom's. And it's been sitting in the garage, and I just wanted it to be played.
This is my side of the mountain. Hold the youth when there's mountain. We all watch the bright sun shining down on it. Well, if you're bad, then we are bad. If you're good, then we are good. We can stick to all that skin bone. And so we end up all over. Oh, but this mountain you can't see. Oh, like a baby, I could believe. Now it's time to race the line. I want to hear.
introduce you a friend of mine. Sit back and toast to the world. So fine.
Live music from the Whispertown 2000. That's Erase the Lines. Recorded at FUV. Hear the complete interview and performance in the online archives at WFUV.org.